Welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Today, Tony, we're premiering, if I'm correct, a new talk show written by you.
Well, that's true, and I wrote all the talk, so nobody else is allowed to call in. It's called What Really Matters, and we're going to find out what really matters when a scientist is interviewed. But, Kevin, what do our listeners need to remember?
Well, listeners need to remember, first of all, scientists are entitled, privileged, and not to be trusted. But secondly, there is an implicit question in today's sketch that we ask you to guess at and then contact us. And if you're correct, you could win a valuable prize.
Hi, and welcome to Here's What Matters. I'm your host, Matt Matters. We're talking today with Dr. Eleanor Galsworthy, biochemist and astrologer.
I'm a theoretical physicist, not a biochemist, and definitely not an astrologer.
You'll get the chance to defend yourself.
What?
Right after this commercial break.
Listener, ever wonder if your surgeon might occasionally cut loose with the granddaddy of all sneezes when in the middle of a delicate medical procedure, like removing your left eye's nearly microscopic cataract? Or inserting that life-saving stent into your bulging aorta? Well, it happens more often than you might like to think. The results of SOS, sudden onset sneezing, can be humbling, dangerous, and expensive for both doctors and patients. Medical and financial costs associated with SOS regularly run into the tens of millions of dollars semi-annually, and most SOS victims had never even considered even the most basic sneeze insurance policy. Call Stay the Spray Associates now for our patented tri-colored glossy mailing insert detailing our famous three-tier sneeze freeze platinum platform protection policy. You can quit worrying about the consequences of violent sneezing at last and keep your long-term employment options, personal days, family dinners, medical procedures, and religious rituals viable.
And we're back, here with Dr. Elizabeth
Eleanor
Stemworthy
Galsworthy,
bioengineer and
theoretical physicist.
You know, if you keep interrupting, we'll never get to the interview. As it is, it's time for another commercial break.
Moms and dads, how many times has this happened to you?
Mom, Dad, I'm hungry. When's dinner?
Stu, or Susie, whatever. You're just bored. Have a breadstick.
Thanks, Mom slash Dad.
Remember, folks, breadsticks. They give kids something to do when they're bored or whatever.
And we're back, here with a scientist.
I'm a theoretical physicist, Matt.
So you say. But what about the rumors?
What rumors? I thought we were to discuss my research for NASA.
We'll get to those rumors right after this commercial break.
I'm Bob, here to ask you to send money to my GoFundMe account. These GoFundMe ads are expensive, and I can't afford them unless you send money to my GoFundMe account. So please, send money to me, Bob, through my GoFundMe account. Thanks.
And we're back, here with... Never mind. Sadly, we're out of time for today on Here's What Matters with me, Matt Matters.
You're an idiot.
So, another scientist with something to hide. Find out what we think scientists are hiding next time on Here's What Matters.
So, Tony, did we in fact get a submission for today's implicit question?
Yes, we did. Lou Pantellerini of Little Rock, Arkansas asks, how often should you wipe a sneeze guard at those all-you-can-eat places? Is that correct?
That is not correct. They should be wiping them for us. And if you see them not doing it long enough, then I think that's room for complaint and get your money back.
Or at least get in a good healthy sneeze before you leave. But is there anyone who sneezes we would wipe, Kevin?
Oh, there is. There's a bunch of people today who are our cast, and they are named Davis Hill, Jody Stewart-Strobel, Ann Porter, Tony Flynn, Scott Herrick, and Kevin Decker. Our writer for today was Tony Flynn.
We'd also like to thank the only man brave enough to press no tip on those damned auto tip screens, Brian Lindsay.